Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, which means reading. Welcome and thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio for the Shetanetzer Thursday Devotional Worship Program, the Temple of the Moon series. This is Thursday, May 5th, the year 38,781, according to the ancient Kemetic calendar based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, or 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shems Tut Aku, Aset Mahat. If you're a first-time listener, Shetanetzer means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic Egyptian mysteries. The purpose of devotional worship is one of calling out to the divine, the gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within all of us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting and singing, Bot Ua meditation, and the Tefnuteru Simapot, movements of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shetanetzer spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with his or her presence and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him or her in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Sheti discipline of Uwashu. You're welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used: the chant, the prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in our devotional worship book by Dr. Moeda Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this evening program will be taken from the African Religion, Volume 2, Theban Theology, also by Dr. Moetta Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, which is EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You'll enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Unitarian Creed, the Esau Amun, videos, question and answers about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also click on our go-to bookstore link to obtain your very own copy of the devotional worship book and also to preview our extensive selection. Jem Zeket Asura and myself are members of the Sema Institute and the Shatah Neter Temple of Aset under the leadership of Siba Ma, Dr. Moetta Ashby, and Siba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, I say, Uja, greetings, Shem Zeket. How are you doing today?
Uja, Shem Zaku. I am doing very well, and I hope you are as well.
I am, Dua. Dua. Hetep.
Hetep. So let us begin our Ushet for evening with our altar ritual, by kneeling and then bowing before the covered altar, which is facing west, with our hands in the Dua pose, meaning that our palms are facing out towards the altar. And you can put your head lightly touching the floor if you're able to do so. This is a sign of humility to the higher self. Now gently rise up and uncover your altar. This symbolizes the unveiling of the illusions in order to reveal our higher nature. Next is the lighting of our candle, which symbolizes the Aku, or divine light within, that is to be awakened. Now we will light our incense, or if you happen to have an oil diffuser, that is acceptable as well. And this symbolizes the fragrance of your personality, which will exude with a divine order that will rise up and attract as well as commune with the divine. Now we will pour our libation, pouring purified water from one container to the next, pouring continuously and silently. This libation is used in place of the ancient Hotep stone and symbolizes the one-pointed flow and focus of the mind towards the divine. Next, we'll place our offering, a live fruit or vegetable item, in front of the altar. Now you may return to a comfortable position. And we'll take a few cycles of conscious breathing in and out of the nostrils. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, inhale, exhale. And we will recite our offering formula, call and response. Hotep din esu netera, antu epwat netajese. Pokeru kakate, vinetarari makeru.
Oh, that being as soon as your own, unto a plot that I deserve, a carol of earth, in that diary mockery.
Oh, that being as soon as your own, unto a plot that I Perkelu ka kapen, sinaterari makeru.
Hosebi nesu netera, ampu epot netajeser. Perkelu ka kapen, sinaterari makeru.
Hotepi nesu netera, anpu epwat nepta jesu, perkeru ka kape, si netera rimakeru.
Hotepi nesu netera, anpu epwat nepta jesu, Kerkeru ka kape, sinatari ma keru.
Hotepi nesu netera, anpu epwat nepta jesu. Kerkeru ka kape, sinatari ma keru.
Hosebi nesu netera, anpu epwat netajeser, perkeru ka kapet, sinatari makeru. Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, prepare of the traveler and wepwap, opener of the ways, lord of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beads, which is complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, which is complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech and enlightened being.
Hetep. And now we will recite the Netarian Creed, what we believe. As a Netarian, I follow the ancient African Kometan religious path of Shetelt Neter, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being, Nebajer, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebajer proceed all the Neteru, which are the gods and goddesses, and all the worlds and the entire universe. Since Nebajer manifests as the Neteru, Nebajer can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebajer, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebajer. As a Netarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Netaru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebajer. As a Netarian, I also believe that the Supreme Being I call Nebajer is the same Supreme Being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebajer established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Adi, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, meaning positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner or negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Netarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I upheld Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, my spirit, become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Nahast, the spiritual awakening enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhemank, or reincarnation. As a Netarian, I believe in the teaching of Shemsu, following the path of Shetal Netar, by practicing the disciplines of Shedi, which include study of the wisdom teachings, Rek'ab, devotion to God, Uashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Ua. Nebuchadnezzar provided the Shetty too, the spiritual teaching that was written in the Metuneta, or hieroglyphic scriptures, so that the Shemsu, or followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shetal Netta. Two most important Netarian scriptures are the Pertem Heru and the Hesu Amun. And the most important Netarian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Shedi, I will discover the Shetelt, or mysteries of life, and become Ma'akeru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Etc. Next, we will recite the four great truths of Shetalp Netter, Ma, Ur, and Shetalp Netter. Call and response. Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Netteru.
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 Panether, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar and Netteru.
Panether, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar and Netteru.
Panether, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar and Netteru. Translation. The Netter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and as Nebuchadnezzar manifests in everywhere, and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit, which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetan religion.
Anmat Sui Sayuset Sekemen.
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 Anmat Sui Sayuset Sekemen. Lack of righteousness brings feathers to the personality, and these feathers lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the nether root of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set includes anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the feathers of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Se washu se nafu in tayutet.
Say washu, say nafu, and tayuset.
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 Say washu, say nafu, and tayuset. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the feathers of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, nafu, freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Mahat. Mahat is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Mahat means practicing Shetty, spiritual practices and disciplines. Uashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called Dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outward towards the image of divinity.
I Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
Ari Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
Ari Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
Ari Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
I Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
I Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
I Shetty Reka Bimakeru.
Ari Shetty Reka Bimakeru. The practice of the Shetty disciplines leads to knowing oneself and the divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shetty means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, the Shatat, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shatat traditions and the Simatawi yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these netiru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. What's that? And next, we'll have recitations for Oshet at sunset. The following is a hymn to the Supreme Being in the form of Tem, or the setting sun. In the theology surrounding the god Ra, Ra is seen as a representation of the Supreme Being, Nebuchadnezzar, Pa-Neter. As such, Ra is depicted as the sun, and the sun has three phases which it manifests every day. These phases are the morning, the middle of the day, and the setting sun. Thus, we have the following quotation. In the myth of Ra and Aset, Ra says, I am Kepera in the morning, and Ra at noonday, and Temu in the evening. Thus, the following hymn is effective for the evening hours prior to practicing intense meditation and also at the time of death. In the mystical mythology of the ancient Egyptian city of Anun, the sun city, it is understood that Ra travels in bark, which is itself the sun. From this bark hang cords by which those who are righteous can grab hold of in order to be lifted onto the boat. Thus, through the practice of Mahat, righteous living, one is able to be raised to the company of Ra, who travel on the boat of millions of years, eternity, and thus attain immortality and communion with God. For more on this teaching, see the book, Anunian Theology, Resurrecting the Ra.
A hymn to Ra Tem, from the papyrus of Lady Mut Hetep. The Lady Mut Hetep says, O Ra Tem, in thy splendid progress thou risest and thou settest as a living being in the glories of the western horizon. Thou settest in thy territory which is in the mount of sunset, Manu. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Homage, Ushet, to thee, O thou who art in peace. Homage to thee, O thou who art in peace. Thou art joined unto the eye of Tem, and it chooseth its powers of protection to place behind thy members. Thou goest forth through heaven, and thou travelest over the earth, and thou journeyest onward. O luminary, the northern and the southern halves of heaven come to thee, and they bow low in adoration, and they do homage unto thee day by day. The gods of Amentet rejoice in thy beauty, and the unseen places sing hymns of praise unto thee. Those who dwell in the sextet book go round about thee, and the souls of the east do homage to thee. And when they meet thy majesty, they cry, Come, come in peace. There is a shout of welcome to thee, O Lord of heaven, and governor of Amentet. Thou art acknowledged by Aset, who seeth her son Heru in thee, the Lord of fear, the mighty one of terror. Thou settest as a living being in the hidden place. Thy father, Tatanen, raiseth thee up, and he placeth both his hands behind thee. Thou becomest endowed with divine attributes in thy members of earth. Thou wakest in peace, and thou settest in Manu. Grant thou that I may become a being honored before Asar, and that I may come to thee, O Ra Tem. I have adored thee, therefore do thou for me that which I wish. Grant thou that I may be victorious in the presence of the company of the gods. Thou art beautiful, O Ra, in thy western horizon of Amentet, thou Lord of Ma'at, thou being who art greatly feared and whose attributes are majestic. O thou who art greatly beloved by those who dwell in the Duat. Thou shinest with thy beams upon the beings that are therein perpetually, and thou sendest forth thy light upon the path of Rastal. Thou openest up the path of the double lion god Akir. Thou settest the gods upon their thrones, and the spirits in their abiding places. The heart of Nareth, meaning Anruteth, a region of the netherworld, is glad when Ra setteth. The heart of Nareth is glad when Ra setteth. Hail, O ye gods of the land of Amentet, who make offerings and oblations unto Ra-Tem. Ascribe ye glory unto him when ye meet him. Grasp ye your weapons and overthrow ye the fiend Siba on behalf of Ra, and repulse the fiend Nept on behalf of Asar. The gods of the land of Amentet rejoice and lay hold upon the courts of the Sektet boat, and they come in peace. The gods of the hidden place who dwell in Amentet triumph. We'll pause 1 minute for silent meditation.
Next, we'll have the Pertemheru, Chapter 8, a conversation between Asar, the initiate, and God in the form of a tomb. These are the words which, when spoken and understood, protect an aspirant from dying a second time. These words are to be spoken by the Asar, the initiate, who is righteous of speech. O Jehuti, what is it that is common to being through the conflict of the children of Nut? They have engendered unrest, unrighteousness, and have created fiends, and they have slaughtered themselves, animals, and nature. They have created for themselves feathers by their doings, which render them weak. Give them, O great Jehuti, a commandment of Atum, so that their unrighteousness may not be seen, so that you will not experience that. Shorten their years, shorten their mouth, because they have committed unrighteousness towards you in secret. I am your palate, and I even brought you the inkpot as well. I am not among those with hidden unrighteousness. There is no wrongdoing within me. These words are spoken by me, O Atum. I am Asar. Tell me, what place is this that I have come to? There is no water here, there is no air, and there is a great darkness.
In this plane, you have no physical body. Therefore, you may live here through peace of heart. Moreover, there is no sexuality here. In place of water, air, bread, beer, and lovemaking, I have given you the opportunity to attain the state of Aku, together with peace of heart. Atum has decreed that my face should be seen, and that I should not suffer the things that cause pain. Every god is sending his throne to the leader of eternity. It is thy throne given to thy son, Heru. Atum, holding what was sent to him by the elder divinities, commanded this. It is he who has been ruling thy throne. It is he inheriting the throne within the island of double fire. Command that I may be seen, as I am his double, and that my face may see the face of Lord Atum. What is the duration of life? It has been decreed for millions of years of duration. It is given to me to send the old ones. After that period of time, I am going to destroy all created things. It is the earth that came forth from Noom, now coming forth into its former state.
I am fated with a song, done for me to become images of the serpents, not knowing they, the people, and not knowing the gods and goddesses, the excellent beauty that I made for Asar, which was greater than all the gods and goddesses. I gave to him the desert. His son Heru is his heir on his throne within the island of double fire. I made also a divine rule in place for him in the divine boat of millions of years. It is Heru who is now established on the Seraph. For those who are beloved and who are attaining sturdiness. Furthermore, the soul of Set, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses, was sent. It is given to me to make feathered his soul within the divine bolt, for his desire is feared by divine body parts. Hail, Father mine, Asar, do make for me what you did for thy father Ra, the achievement of long life on earth, achieving the throne, health, progeny, and endurance for my tomb and my beloved ones who are on earth. Grant that my enemies be destroyed, that the scorpion goddess may be on top of them, feathering them. Father mine Ra, make these for me, these things. Ankh Uja Senab, which is life, vitality, and health. Heru is now firmly established on his Serac. Give thee movement in course of time, that of advancing towards blessedness. That's it. And now we'll have our closing devotional prayer of Aspen. Amasu Empaneter. Sake su eminent empaneter. Atuanama keripara. Give thyself to God, keep thyself daily, for God, and let tomorrow be. For God, and let tomorrow be as today. That's up.
And we'll continue now with our daily chants of Shatav Metta and Smaitali for evening worship. Call and response. Om Amun Rapata.
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 Om Amun Rapata. The One Divine Self manifests in and the Trinity of Witness and Consciousness, Mind, and the Physical Universe. Om Asara Sedheru.
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 Om Asara Sedheru. The One Divine Self manifesting and the Trinity of the Divine Father, Divine Mother, and Divine Child. Om Ati Ma Keru.
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 Om Ati Ma Keru. The One Divine Self manifests in as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth. Assist me in attaining spiritual enlightenment. Amasuim panater, sakisuminensem panater, atwanamaha kedipaharu.
Amasuim panater, sakisuminensem panater, atwanamaha kedipaharu.
Amasuim panater, sakisuminensem panater, Atwanama Kedipaharu.
Amasu and Panater, Salkisu and Menten Panater, Atwanama Kedipaharu.
Amasu and Panater, Salkisu and Menten Panater, Atwanama Kedipaharu.
Amasu and Panate, Saukisu and Menten Panate, Atuanama, Kiripaharu.
Amasu and Panate, Saukisu and Menten Panate, Atuanama, Kiripaharu.
Amasu and Panate, Saukisu and Menten Panate. All to one of my Kiri Paharu. Give thyself to the goddess. Keep thou thyself daily for the goddess. And let tomorrow be as today. Hotepti sinatiri metawaj.
Hotati sunete iri metu wan.
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 Hotati sinati iri metu watch.
Hotati sinati iri metu watch. A peace offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish. This is an invocation of health.
Duara, 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 kepera. Duara, duara, kepera.
Duara, 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 kepera. Adorations to Ra. Adorations to Ra. In the form of the Creator. Duasar unefernetera, duasar herabdu, duasar nebjeta, duasar sutinhe.
Duasar unefernetera. Do a sar do. Do a sar nejeta. Do a sar sutane.
Do a sar unefernetara. Do a sar her abdu. Do a sar nejeta. Do a sar sutin he.
Do a sar unefernetera. Do a sar ira du. Do a sar nejeta. Do a sar sutin he.
Do a sar unefernetera. Do a sar her abdu. Do a sar nejeta. Do a sar sutin he.
Do a sar unefernetera. Do a sar her abdu. Do a sar nejeta. Do a sar sutin he.
Do a sar unefernetera. Do a sar her abdu. Do a sar nejeta. Do a sar sutin he.
Do a sar unefernetera. Do a song here I do. Do a song at Do a song sleeping Do a asar, nefer neterah. Adoration to asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Do a asar, here Abdu. Adoration to asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Do a asar, nebjeta. Adoration to asar, Lord of forever. Do a asar, suten he. Adorations to Asar, King of Eternity. Net na dua na sefekera senua.
Net na dua na sefekera senua.
Net na dua na sefekera senua.
Na na dua na sefekeras anyone.
Na na dua na sefekeras anyone.
Na na dua na sefekeras anyone.
Na na dua na sefekeras. Send you a
net, net, do a net, sepakera, send you a goddess net, goddess net. Adorations to goddess net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form, and in creation unveil to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Dua heteru netrita. Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Do I hear you next return?
Do I hear you next return?
Do I hear you next return? Dua Heteru Nefrita, adorations to Heteru, the great goddess. Maharanku Maha.
Maharanku Maha.
Mahanabhute.
Mat nebute
Kahe namah
Kahe namah
Anke namah
Anke namah
Asi mama.
Ha se mama
Maharan ku maha
Maharan ku ma
Mahane bute
Mahane bute
Kahe namah
Kahe namah
Anke namah
Kanamat.
Asimamaha.
Asimamat.
Maharankumaha. Mahanebute
Mahanebute
Kaya Nama
Kaya Nama
Anke Nama
Ma'at Anku Ma'at. Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at Nebuten. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Ka Hena Ma'at. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Ankh Hena Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Ha Sima Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at. Meaning let her guide your action. Dua Ma'at Nebuten. Adorations to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are. Nebnetu, Nebjeru, Eraktu, Ahanetru, Dendiu.
Nebnetu. Nebjadu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Nebmetu, Nebjadu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Nebmetu, Nebjadu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jeru, erasut, ahanet rutendiu.
Magnitude, magnitude, erasus, honitude, and you.
Nebnetu, nebjedu, erasu, aha, netaru, dendiu.
Nebnetu, nebjedu, erasu, aha, netaru, dendiu. Meaning. All words, all spoken about me, from outside of me, for example, others saying things about me, but also from inside of me, negative, egoistic self-talk that's based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustrations, etc. The Netaru, those gods and goddesses, together they stand up for me on my behalf. It's that. And next, we'll have our healing chant compiled and composed by Sudama Dasamoida Ashi and Shen Sarit. Do all sacraments.
Do all. Ascent,
Arima,
Ankujasana,
Duasakame.
Do I accept?
Are you
now? Are you
Do I recommend?
Adorations to Goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, lady of wisdom and healing words of power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Hetep.
Dua Hetep. Next, we'll have our supplication to accept law and the Tsar for help and freedom from negative things, as we remember our sick and shut-in. May Aset heal us. As she healed Heru of all his pain, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asah. O Aset, great of words of power, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, and from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son, Heru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day saying that I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who have spoken for your body, O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation, Ra speaks for his body, Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds. Taken from the ancient Kemetic medicine, Eber Papyrus, Hetep.
And now, we have come to this very special segment of our program, the listening to the teaching, which will be taken from the ebook Egyptian Yoga, Volume 2, by Dr. Moata Ashby. We'll be reading from page 209 of the ebook at the top of the page. Thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations have the ability to lead people to experiences of pain and sorrow in life because they are deluded into believing in these as real. From one thought to the next, people are caught in a cage as it were, created by their own experiences based on forgetfulness of their deeper self. Thus, ignorance is the true cause of delusion in the mind. So ignorance in the mind is the element which must be eradicated. Developing deep insight into the nature of the mind by experiencing its transcendental levels through the practice of meditation and self-control. Therefore, you should strive to become sensitive to the thoughts that enter the mind and reflective as to their worth. Thoughts and desires should be subjected to the scrutiny of your higher intellect, your Sa, and then dealt with accordingly, through wisdom and understanding. Now, off to the right, we have some hieroglyphs which symbolize wisdom deified, meaning Sa, S-A, or Sa, A, S-A-A. There's also to know, S-A-A, Sa. And also to not know, which is weakness or evil, which is S-A-A-A. You will not successfully transcend your desire if you simply brush off a desire and say, this is wrong for me because Moata or Dr. Ashby said so. You must develop an insight into it and discover its illusoriness for yourself, thereby becoming free of it. Eventually, having become free from all desires, your consciousness will expand beyond the confines of the mind. This is because it is only due to the illusion of fulfillment in the illusory world of time and space that you have become entangled with the mind and its thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations. In reality, you are infinite, eternal, and devoid of desires. What does the ocean need to desire from the waves? As the self, you are all-encompassing and vast. You are that mystical primordial ocean, encompassing all the wave-like objects of creation. Your association with the mind, meaning unconscious, subconscious, and conscious, has caused you to believe that you are limited to a human personality and bound by its circumstances. Thus, you must purify the mind and then transcend it. You must leave the ignorance of the mind behind and discover the self within. A sage who has purified the mind is said to have, quote, no mind. The term, quote, no mind, does not mean that there is no mental activity in a sage. Otherwise, how could a sage think in order to interact with the world? It means that the mind is translucent, devoid of illusion, ignorance, and egoistic desires that lead to pain, sorrow, error, and delusion. The purification of the mind means an absence of egoism in the mind.
And to the left, we have some images. The first one, well, we have one image, which is madness, folly, insanity, and delusion. And it's called Reba. The practice of yoga wisdom involves reflecting on your thoughts, feelings, and desires, even as you're performing actions. With practice, you can come to a state of mind wherein you're aware of your thoughts as they come into your mind. From this position, you can then observe them in a detached manner and maintain a neutral state of mind that will not be affected by the pressure of egoistic desires. Latent desires are elicited when you come into contact with objects that you have developed a longing for deep within. The contact with the object sets into motion a process where you are led to attempt to possess those objects. This impulse causes unrest in the mind. This unrest is sometimes referred to as unhappiness or dissatisfaction. Of course, this entire process exists in the mind due to the ignorance of the fact that there is no object or person that can be possessed, which will bring abiding happiness and satisfaction. There is always something missing. The object of desire is never enough, even when you are able to acquire it. In a short time, there is complacency and boredom in the mind. Therefore, by understanding the content of desires and their illusoriness, it is possible to turn away from these and discover the true object of desire, which is the self. Desires waste much of the mental energy. The distraction and agitation prevent you from discovering the self within because the attention is drawn from one thought to the next in the waking state, and from one illusory world to another when you enter into the dream state.
And this will conclude the readings for this evening, and we'll pick up on this page 210 next week. Dua Seva Ma, Dua Seva Ja. And now we will transition to our brief breathing and meditation exercise. So I'd like you to find a position that you would be comfortable in by either lying on the floor with your legs and arms spread slightly, or sitting in a cross-legged yogic position, or sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, shoulders squarely over the hips, and your back straight. Now gently close your eyes. We will be breathing deeply and rhythmically in and out of the nostrils. When we inhale, we're going to expand the abdomen and follow the breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. And when we exhale, we're going to contract the abdomen gently toward the spine. So let us begin. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. And now exhale and gently contract your abdomen toward the spine. Release any tension you may feel in your body. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between your eyebrows. And now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Let go of any negativity, any negative thoughts. Inhale, follow your breath. And now exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine, gently. Inhale. Exhale. Now we'll add our chant for this evening, which will be Om Amun Ra Tathā. I will call the chant and you may respond mentally. Om Amun Ra Tathā. Continue the chant. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the chant. Om Amun Ra Tathā. Can add our visualization for this evening. Off in the distance, you see something, and it feels familiar to you, but you're not quite sure what it is. Slowly, it moves closer to you as you move closer to it. Slowly, gently moving ever closer to each other. And now you realize it is Amun who is coming to you as you unmoving to unknown. He lifts his arms to place them on your shoulders. As you place your arms around Amun, this is the divine embrace of Amun. It is full, loving, and complete. Rest here in the arms of Amun. Om Now gently, Amun lifts his arms from your shoulders. As you remove your arms from around Amun, you take a step away from each other, slowly and gently. But you rest in the knowledge that this will not be the last embrace of Amun. Om peace, 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 peace. Hata, 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 hata.
That's it. In order to learn more about Shaitan Ether, go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, news articles, videos, question and answer about kinetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Radio Shaitan Ether archives for inspirational programming such as our Glorious Light Meditation and our Kinetic Life Skills series and many others. Each Sunday at 8:30 a.m., we have our morning devotional service with readings from the Asarian Resurrection Series, African Religion, Volume 4, with Shems Ari Netter as Mary Mahati, Shems Aru Mary Atan, and myself. If you're in the Atlanta area, you can visit the Temple of Amun, the Temple of Heru, on Sundays for devotional worship. And for more information, please reach out to Priest Uwab Setna Nebura, 678-437-7768. If you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, you can visit the Temple of Amun for Sunday devotional worship, and that's provided over by Priest Uwab Ratem at 704-780-5769 or Unut Amunti at 704-968-6200. The final announcement for today is an appeal for donation partners to keep our Blog Talk Radio programming on the air. Please make a kind and generous donation according to how you have been blessed by going to paypal.com and using our PayPal account, which is shatautretreat at AOL.com. That's shatautretreat at AOL.com. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to join us next week at the same time for our devotional worship program. On behalf of Seba Ma, Dr. Moeta Ashby, and Sebaja, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Shaitan Ether, I am Shem Teku Aset Mahat, along with Shem Baset Akasu Ra, wishing you abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, and Ankh Uja Senab, which means life, vitality, and health, and Nihas, enlightenment. Please stay tuned for a closing prayer. Hetep.
Hetep. Amasu empanate, Sakisu ement empanate, Aotu arma, Kedipaharu. Give thyself to the divine, keep thou thyself daily for the divine, and let tomorrow be as today. Hetep, Dua Sivama, Dua Sivaja, Dua Shemzatu, for your Nefer Ushet. Hetep.